At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey everybody, welcome to another excited episode of McMillan and Morrow. I'm Dr. Sean McMillan. This is Rich Morrow.
Yes, sir. How are you?
I am well. Thank you for tuning in. We have another exciting episode for you. We're going to move all over the place, talk about a lot of things. A lot of the things we talk about will be born of the things he mentions, and some of them not so much. But if you watch the show, you know how we pretty much make this work. Thanks for your time. Sit down and enjoy the next hour with us, because it's going to be worth it. I promise you that. Okay, Rich.
You ready?
What are we doing?
Well, we're starting out here this time.
What's here?
We're in California.
Sunny California.
Sunny California, except we're going to Northern California. Okay. Sunny right now, probably, though. So, according to the Washington Post, first off, before I even start this, have you ever done a confession before?
Been
like, you know,
with a priest?
Yeah. Obviously, you're a Christian,
so
but
you want me to start off cussing?
No, but I mean, I don't know if people have, you know, tested it just to.
I don't confess my sins to people.
Okay.
That's why I'm not Catholic.
Good call. I was just curious because I didn't know if people outside.
No disrespect to the Catholics who are watching and the ones who may be in the room.
Is Catholicism the word that you use for Catholics? Okay, I was making sure I said
Catholicism,
that.
Yeah.
Okay. Just sounds funny. So, according to the Washington Post, the owners of a Northern California taqueria chain have been ordered to pay back $140,000 in back wages and damages after federal investigators discovered that they used a fake priest to elicit confessions of wrongdoing from their employees.
I'm confused.
Restaurant used a fake priest to hear their workers' confessions.
Why was the restaurant doing confessions? Let's start with that. That's where you lost me. Why is the restaurant doing confessions? What does Mexican food have to do with? I'm assuming it's Mexican food.
Yeah.
What do with confessions?
It says.
So now when I go to the Cheesecake Factory, I gotta confess what I did last night.
The owners introduced the employees to the priest, and yeah, he started conducting meetings. He would you know, start the meeting off with a prayer, and you know, I guess they wanted to find out about their loyalty to the owner and whether they had stolen from him or not.
So they use a priest for that? Well, a fake priest?
I guess he figured they wouldn't lie
to a priest.
I guess.
Well, they probably should have got a real priest. I mean, to the owners of this business. If the goal is to get true confessions from people, you should probably
use
a real priest. I don't know. What is the point? Who chose this story? Him?
You know it wasn't me.
Yeah, this is what is the point of this?
It's just the fact that people are doing this.
I want you to find the point of this. Let's make you work right now.
I don't
know
if there is a point in this. I mean,
I can find one. Listen, and then we're going to move on. Because this is going to my nerves. I just don't believe in confessing to people.
Yeah.
I believe in apologizing to the people that I've hurt and saying I'm sorry and hopefully changing my behavior, although I don't always do. But as it relates to confessing something to you, I don't owe you a confession.
I think it's like what we were talking about earlier.
I'm about to go on a rant. Let me go on this rant first.
Oh, go for it. Go
Hold
for
that
it.
Thought. I don't owe you a confession.
Yeah.
I'm going to make this really big, macro now,
Let's
right?
Go.
I think in the case of women, gay folks, black people, poor people, don't owe you a confession. I don't owe you a confession. I don't have to explain to you why I've done something or who I am or what I've done wrong. I don't understand that. I do not understand people thinking that they owe people an explanation.
Well, because he was the owner, I guess, and he felt that they were stealing, I think that that's something he should have confronted them about.
Yeah, I'm outside this silly story.
I get it. All right,
this story is silly.
Forget the story.
I'm talking about, broadly speaking, thinking that you owe somebody an explanation.
Yeah.
As it relates to who you are and what you've decided to do with your life is a misnomer. And thinking that you need to confess your sins to people.
Yeah.
Admit your mistakes to random people trying to get ablution and forgiveness from them. Yeah. People, sinners can't forgive sinners.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
No, I'm you know what I'm saying? No, yeah. No. I'm for confessing my sins to the Creator, to God, and being clear about that and apologizing to people that I've hurt. But I'm not you. If I hurt you and I ask for your forgiveness, I say, you know, Rich, will you forgive me for doing X, Y, and Z? And you say no, that's your right.
Yeah.
But guess what I'm not going to do?
Yeah. You're not going to beg me for
it. I'm not going to sit around and be stifled for it. Yeah. Because ultimately, you don't have the power to forgive me.
Yeah.
You don't have the power to release me from what I've done.
Mm-hmm.
Because you are just as messed up as I am. It's just in this moment, you have the moral ascendancy and I don't. But let's check in tomorrow.
And see where we
are. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So for everybody out there begging somebody for forgiveness and breaking your neck trying to get it, ask for it, be sincere about it, and if they deny it, keep it moving. Because ultimately, and I'm a person of faith. God is the only one who has the right to forgive anybody.
At the end of the day.
That's it. Everybody else can give you a provisional, you know, acceptance. So
I agree with you.
That's
on
all
that.
I got. Let's move on.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat with you. Yeah. So we're going to the UK. According to the LAD Bible, you asked me about that publication.
Where do you get this? Where do you get this?
Every time I say that, he says something Bible. About the what LAD Bible.
I mean, so. And the last story was in the Washington Post?
Yeah, from California. But anyway. According to the LAD Bible, in the UK, a man is demanding royalties from his girlfriend who earns up to £7,500 a month on OnlyFans. So he feels like he should be getting royalties from her OnlyFans because they're together. And it sparked an outrage. And he claims that he allows his girlfriend to do the job and believes he should be financially rewarded.
What do you mean he allows her?
As if she couldn't just go in her own confinement and record it. Just saying.
You got really graphic.
Just saying.
Or
do whatever else she may be doing.
So the point of this, again, I'm having to find the points of these things.
Yeah.
So the point of this one is he thinks he should get royalties.
Because he's letting her do it and being with her at the same time. Because he's in a relationship with her, he feels he should be compensated because she's sharing, you know, her imagery with others.
What is he doing over there with the keys?
No, I just
what are you doing?
Saw a roach.
So are you serious?
Yeah. it was about to go on my keys, so I had to snatch that.
Did
up.
You kill it?
No, I ran away when I snatched the keys.
Bro.
I'll get to it, though.
Got to kill that. That's a lot more interesting than the man who wants royalties from his girl's OnlyFans. Thank you, Noah.
I'll get to it when I see him. I don't know where for
doing what must be done. Remind me to close my bags when I come in here.
Right? We got to keep that head on the
floor. But let me say this. And again, I'm trying to extrapolate from these stories. Something, right. Something of some significance. But there are a lot of people who think that they have a right to what you do.
That's entitlement.
And they think that they have a right to have access to your success.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think anybody has a right. You know, I don't even think your damn kids have a right.
Yeah.
You know, it's a privilege.
It's a privilege, I was going to say, to be able to allow, have access.
Yeah, but I ain't got to do nothing.
No.
You know, ain't got to do. That's a great sentence.
But ain't got to do nothing.
But you get the point I'm making, right?
Yeah.
You know, no, if somebody blesses you or decides they want to do something for you, how about you be grateful? And not feel like you're entitled to something because you were in the room. That's not how it works. And how about you go and be great at something yourself?
Yeah.
I can't stand people who are okay with being moons.
What do you mean by moons?
The moon reflects the light.
Mm.
has no light of its own.
Yeah.
The moon does not shine. The sun shines.
Yeah, to feel that you deserve compensation for somebody else's work.
And the moon just reflects the light of the sun. Mm-hmm. I don't like people who are okay with being moons. Mm-hmm. Give me your light so I can use it as my shine. How about you go and generate your own nuclear fusion?
This can boil over into a lot of different categories if you think about it, especially with the strike going on and things of that nature, and you're hearing how executives in the entertainment industry are, you know, doing different things, and the writers and actors are feeling unappreciated in the sense of they're the ones actually creating, and the executives are the ones benefiting the most when they're sitting in their office, and some of them don't have a creative bone in their body.
Yeah.
And it's just like what you said, though. They're using other people's light to get their own shine out of it, which in a business sense, you understand.
Yeah, but I'm sorry to cut you
off. Go ahead.
But these things are not.
These are totally different. Yeah, these are totally different. But
Some guy in the room while his girlfriend is not the same as.
I'm not trying to say
an executive
the same
who brings a certain set of skills because you can create all you want. Yeah. But if you don't have the infrastructure, the distribution,
that's
the capital
true.
To get that thing out, your creativity will mean absolutely nothing. So in that case, both sides of the equation.
They need each other.
Yeah, they need
each
other.
It's show business. You got the business side and you
got the creative side and the business side. Mm-hmm. A guy sitting in the room.
Ain't doing nothing for
us. Just going, boy, I'm so glad you mind. While she's actually doing the work.
Yeah.
It's not the same thing to me.
No, it's not the same thing.
It's not the same thing. I don't want to get into the whole
strike
thing.
We're not going to go into the strike
thing. I really don't.
But I do feel what you're saying. I do.
Yeah, listen. Stop being moons.
Yeah.
And generate your own nuclear fusion. Decide that you want to shine because you have it within you to do it. You know? And sitting around thinking I'm going to eat off you. You know how many NBA players and rappers and athletes have people just hang on to them because other folks are just too mediocre or lazy to decide that they want to actually pursue their own personal legend, their own personal greatness.
Every time I see those situations, I always wonder how long it's going to last with the people that are just hanging around.
It's never last.
It's always short-lived.
But
from their perspective, they always see it as their, I do so much of this. I do so much of that for this person. I'm like, no, this person is allowing you the privilege of being able to use their resources. They can do all of what they're doing without you.
Right.
Literally.
You are not
probably
indispensable.
Easier.
Yeah, you're not indispensable.
No one does nosy better than me. Photos. We found 378 photos.
He couldn't
leave,
dude, because I don't know how he found that.
These are years of snooping, okay?
I know you nosy, too. Head over to Nosy, where you can watch full episodes of The Karamo Show and be nosy with me.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1-pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to aero hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.
I have a question, though, on the subject of couples and incomes financially. So if you're, and I'm just asking your opinion, obviously, I'm sure it's different for everybody, but as far as couples that have drastically different incomes,
yeah,
do you think that there is an obligation for the person making more to support the person that's making less, or have, you know, them have some type of, you know, I don't want to call it right, but if you're in a relationship, you know, is it almost like unspokenly expected?
No, unspoken nothing when it
that's
comes to
that's what I'm wondering.
Let me help you. Come help, mm-hmm. You'll be married a lot sooner than I ever will. Let's make this very clear. Never, one day soon. Nobody has a right to my damn money.
Yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I don't care how sexy you are.
or what you do.
Yeah. No. Where people mess up, and I'm glad you use the words you use, is that they don't have what's called in business an operating agreement.
Mm-hmm.
So before you go into the situation or while you're building a relationship, understand what you're agreeing to.
Yeah.
And you have the right to decide if that's what you want to agree to. But nobody can say, you know, no. Mm-hmm. If you make $100,000 and I only make $20,000, that I have a right to your $100,000. Mm-hmm. I don't have a right to any of it.
At all.
If I choose to be generous, I can.
Mm-hmm.
And if I choose not to, then you need to live on your $20,000 or go make more money.
Yeah.
And if somebody is making that a problem in the relationship, then they're not there for you.
Exactly.
They're there for your money.
Mm-hmm.
They're there for how they can ride and shine off whatever it is you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, people, that's why instead of spending all your time on TikTok, you might want to go and try to be really good at something.
For sure.
If you're really good at something and you put your heart and soul into it, the world will pay you to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But stop offering to the world something you don't care about and expect us to pay you for it.
You don't even really care about
it.
How do you expect somebody else to care about
it? Not going to happen.
Do you think there's a stigma behind women in relationships making more than men?
For men who are
insecure,
toxic.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, if
to me, I think it's extremely attractive. I mean, I would never feel entitled to anything that a woman has just because she has it, and I'm whether in relations with her or actually dating her or whatever. But to me, I think it's just I don't know what I'm allowed to say on the air, but it's little energy. And that to me is a serious, you know, red flag in a lot of situations because I see it happen all the time out here, especially. Because you got a lot of people that
you see are, what happens.
I see a lot of people in situations with women that are doing
better than them.
Okay. And then they feel like they own this woman just because they're sleeping with them or because they, and then they'll even go as far as to be managing, you know, their OnlyFans and whatnot. Now they're getting a percentage of it.
Yeah. You know, listen,
and it's like, all right, it's like pimping in 2023.
Wow.
It basically is.
No, I'm not even equivalent. I'm not familiar with.
Yeah, you know, it's a whole world.
What's going on?
Is going on.
You know, I just, when it's all said and done,
mm-hmm.
I think that people need to develop their own pursuits
mm-hmm.
and stop riding off other people's gifts and abilities.
Yeah.
And if you don't have any, then be humble and be grateful that you are connected to someone who does.
And is willing to.
And don't feel entitled.
Mm-hmm.
To your point, and I think to the larger point of this story.
And we can go to break after.
Thank God. is this. When the relationship is built on love, you won't have to ask. When you are loving her, or when you are loving him, you won't have to ask.
And that was my thinking.
People will support mm-hmm. you
when they love you.
When they are being loved.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Listen, if I love somebody, we madly in love, mm-hmm. and I'm making more money, money is the last thing you're going to have to worry about.
Last thing you should have to even be thinking about.
Not should have to. Wrong language. The last thing you're going to have to think about.
Yeah, because it's already...
It's a privilege for me to do something for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's when you're in these relationships that ain't good, right?
Yeah.
Where you gotta insist upon getting something, that tells me a lot about the relationship. Yeah. If you got to insist upon support and you claim to be in love, then this ain't love. Let's call
that person should know you need support already, or knows all, not even sure. That person knows they actually love you anyway.
Language is still wrong.
Hmm.
That person should feel like it is their joy.
To do it.
To do something for you.
Because they actually love you and see the situation. They're in the relationship with you.
And the fact that they don't says something about what you got going on. So instead of making a play for somebody's money, why don't you make the love better?
Yeah.
And then we'll end up in a better place. Let's take a break.
Let's take a break. That's a tall tale sign, though.
We need a national sponsor. What are you talking about? We don't know a local place.
I mean, could you let me do this? Some of the local places doing
Stop.
I mean,
local, national
bad.
Place, like, a lot of money. Sponsor us. We'll have
maybe
pizza.
Regional.
We'll have pizza during this segment when we have our videos. All right, let's put these on.
Oh, that's my friend. This is Carrie's video.
Who's Carrie?
We had him as a guest.
Oh, Carrie.
And look, that's my friend Danielle.
Okay. What are you
She's
laughing
She's hilarious.
At? I don't remember people.
Oh,
you glad
I'm not
I remember
gonna disclose
you.
This.
Huh? This is true, this is true.
Are we? Yeah, no, they can what? See all of this. Yeah, I'm going to ask him something after that. Okay. He's not going to believe about this.
Play the video, Aaron. We ain't got all night.
I mean, it wasn't that bad. Like, it was okay. So for next time...
You came to a game night that you wasn't invited to. With my guys. Nobody's wife was there. And you came and got bored. Whose fault is that?
Whatever.
Oh, hell no. Nah. Can you translate that?
Whatever. Translation, it is what it is. You may have won this one, but I will not admit it and accept defeat.
You just can never admit that I'm right, huh?
No.
Well, at least you're honest.
So we making up or what?
I would love that. You want to do it right here, right now?
Leave the camera on.
Whoa.
Whoa. All right. Shout out to Carrie. Let's give Carrie a round of applause, everybody. How come I'm the only one clapping? Come on.
I don't know how I ain't seen that one, but that's funny.
I want to know that Aaron didn't clap right there. And neither did Noah. Okay, I monitor.
Aaron was too busy
the celebration.
I'm producing over here.
Okay, well, Aaron is working. Noah, you didn't clap. Although you did kill the little critter, so you get points. But shout out to Carrie.
Shout out to Carrie.
Carrie, we love you, man. Keep doing big things. Great, great video. What are we supposed to be doing with that?
I'm just wondering how you feel about it. I didn't pick the video.
We know who picked it.
So.
If you got nothing to say
it's kind of like what we were talking about, though, how, you know, they always, like, the younger generation is always abbreviating stuff and you're losing the meaning. He had a whole translator on his phone, which would be kind of cool if we had. It would be kind of cool if we had that in real life.
No, it would not be cool if we had
that. For you, because you kind of need it when you hear certain terms and you don't know. Well, no, you TikTok savvy now, so you know all of
it. But, you know, there's Carrie, if you're watching, I know this was a what do you call it? Satire,
mm-hmm.
right? But there's something to be learned in this, all right? And here it is. Sometimes it's not good to make up too fast.
Yeah, let it take its time.
Yeah, sometimes you need to let the anger, you know, do its work.
Yeah.
And then rushing to have sex without conversation is deeply problematic.
But makeup sex sometimes make it all better.
It does not.
Depending on how good it is.
It does not. It does not make it all better. It just delays the inevitable. Okay? Conversation cannot be replaced by sex.
You sure?
Positive.
Oh.
Because people have great sex and end up getting divorced.
You're right.
Because you can't have sex 24 hours a day.
Mm-hmm. Some people have great sex and never end up getting married at all.
Okay, totally different
tomatoes,
point.
Tomatoes.
What?
I got nothing to do with it.
Yeah. Okay, let's move on. All right. Here's another video.
Yeah, this next one's for Rich.
Okay.
Hey! It's a bowling video. It's pretty impressive, honestly. Wait for it. Wait for it.
I can't even see. Okay, my eyes are bad. I'm old.
Mind you, it is almost impossible to get a strike bowling that slow. So we basically got two strikes throwing the ball one time. But, yeah, I mean, there's not a whole lot we can say about that other than a little bit of entertainment. We got more videos. Don't worry, Doc. This isn't the peak of your video experience today. Shout out to Tyler for giving us a bowling video because of, for those of y'all that don't know,
shout out to Tyler.
Yeah, we're going to give him a shout out for that one because there was a movie you grew up watching.
Tyler, your job is in jeopardy.
Have anybody yet seen Alley Cat Strike out there? There was a famous scene where they kind of did that in a movie growing up.
Come on, man. Let's move on.
To see it in real life is kind of cool. Next video. Before Doc slap one of us in here. I can already see this not going well. Whoa.
All right, I'm back.
I'm
going to text you.
All right.
I love you.
Yeah.
Whoa. That's a no-no.
Yeah, go. Hurry up and leave. I need some peace and quiet to myself.
I said I love you.
Okay, that's good.
What?
That's good to know. Like, okay, yeah.
Let me try this again. I text you, I love you.
Okay, now open the door and close it and lock the door. Go watch
your video. Is that what I'm saying, or are you just like, what is it? Because I'm saying I love you. You act like you don't hear me.
Okay.
Now, if I go outside and get hit by a bus, then you're going to be looking stupid.
No, because I would just know that I said okay. And me saying okay means the same thing.
Okay does not equate to I love you. I love you means I love you. Okay means okay. So I'm confused as to why you keep saying okay.
All right, okay. Like, what do you want me to say about it? Okay.
Okay, I love you.
Two. Okay, you have to say it.
Nah, is this supposed to be funny?
It's supposed to be. Okay, I guess.
I'm not playing. I'm being serious. If you was to get hit by...
I love you.
Two. You telling me to say two, and I'm saying two.
So this is a skit.
It gotta be.
Okay. Because she smiled.
She did start smiling.
Yeah, because no woman...
Not no black woman.
No black woman. No black woman that I know of. Okay, cut the video. No.
Wait, hold on. What's she doing next?
I don't know.
Let's see if she come up and hit her.
No. Cut the video.
You get the point.
No black woman that I know is going to be smiling
in that situation.
What are you talking about? Two.
Unless she was about to slap them.
First
slap
of all,
she might smile before that.
This is a skit, so I'm responding to the character, not to the person. He is a child.
Yeah, for sure.
He's a child. He's immature and the character, not the person. I don't know who the person is.
I'm not going to lie. You do that to a black woman, you're playing with your life.
Yeah. As well you should. Well, you do it to anybody who actually loves you.
Yeah, but I just know in particular from experience.
Well, I'm not a black woman. You do it to me. Well, you do it to me, and I'm thinking about where to put your body pieces. You know, I put part of you in Nevada.
Some things you just don't joke about, though.
Yeah, no, you don't. Somebody risks saying that to you. You have to respond if you love them. Mm-hmm. Then say I love you, and if you don't, then do what he did, and then the person who's loving has a decision to make.
They might never tell you that again.
No, Mike. Let me tell you something. I tell you I love you, and you say okay. The last thing you got to worry about is me telling you again. You got to worry about your stuff being packed up by the time you get back from the gym.
Yeah.
You know this. You don't love me.
Yeah, I don't play around with love.
What are we doing?
I can't play around with subjects.
No. Be careful who you say. Everybody's love ain't love. Nah. And be careful who you apply the term to.
Question. Yeah. What about people that, you ever meet people that just fall in love like out of a relationship and then you look up a month later, they're in another one and they look like they're madly in love or they claim they're madly in love with
That would be me. That would be me. That's what I do. So, yes, you're talking about me. Go ahead. What do you want to say about me?
Do you think that they genuinely fall in love, or do you think you genuinely fall in love that quickly Or does
yeah.
it just something that you feel like you are comfortable enough to say already at that
yeah,
point?
Yeah, falling in love is falling in love.
It's a term. Long term.
No, because you let me finish the thought.
Okay. Okay.
It's driving me crazy. Falling in love.
What you gonna say?
I'm gonna talk about your legs in a second.
Okay? Right. Knees is out.
We're gonna talk about how sexy those are in a second. All right. If you want to keep doing this,
go for okay. it. Go for it.
But falling in love is a feeling. Loving someone is a decision. Two very different things. So I can fall in love with you, like the feeling, but actually doing the practice of loving you. Takes much longer to happen and much longer to commit to.
I've never heard anyone put it that way.
Yeah, so I think people fall in love all the time.
Yeah.
You know, they have those feelings of attachment and desire. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm calling it.
Mm-hmm.
But then the decision to say, after I've fallen in love with you,
that I love you.
Now I'm gonna love you.
Yeah.
Now that takes a little more time. So I fall in love all the time.
I feel that.
Like, boy, shall we be nice.
Which makes sense, too, because we fall in love with different things and, aspects of life, too. So I've just never heard it put that way, but that's actually a really
I know people who
one.
Fall in love with acting, but they don't love it. I know people who fall in love with the idea of getting a degree, but they don't love it because they don't make the decision to finish what they start and the sacrifice that comes along with all of that. So, yeah, I mean, sure.
And I feel like sometimes after the falling process, you actually get to settle into your feelings and you find out more about what you fall in love with. And sometimes you don't actually love it as much as you thought you did.
Yeah, I fell in love with you and then now, but now I know you.
I'm like, ooh.
And I'm like,
I fell in love with the person I thought you were.
Yeah, now I realize, you're not as wonderful as I thought you were.
Wouldn't go back to not knowing you.
Not in love anymore.
Out of love.
Out of love.
So what's the opposite of falling in love?
Falling out.
Falling out of love.
Yeah. Changing your mind. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, to me, there's nothing wrong with that.
It's funny that we use the term falling, because when you fall, it's usually a painful or scary, situation. Why do you think we use the term falling in love?
Because I think that's how it feels for some people.
Like you just fall in.
When you go on a roller coaster and your stomach does what it does?
Mm-hmm. That butterfly feeling?
I think when you're genuinely, like, desiring someone and you're genuinely attracted, and that same butterfly feeling happens. let me say this. Before we poo-poo it, I would want that for every human being.
Me too.
To know what it feels like to have butterflies, to be in the presence of someone they genuinely want to be with. It's a wonderful thing.
Yeah.
So I think that's why it's the same sort of, when it's intense, it comes with those same physical reactions.
Absolutely.
The falling sensation. The problem is people think that that's what a relationship should be built on. And people think that that's what love actually is.
When in reality, it's what you said. It's the decision, after the falling process
Because that feeling normally lasts about 2 or 3 weeks.
Sometimes way shorter than that.
This is scientifically proven.
Oh, okay.
It lasts about a month.
Mm-hmm. And after that?
And then people think, maybe a little longer, but people think when the feeling goes, it's a different energy now. No. Chemically, biologically, human beings adjust.
Mm-hmm.
Can the relationship survive the adjustment?
Mm.
Now we have to be connected on a level that doesn't inspire physical reactions.
Yeah.
Now it's about the value added,
the
things that I'm discovering about you that interest me, and then I'm realizing I can't live without, which have nothing to do with feelings.
No.
Nothing.
It's more alignment at that point, it sounds like, than anything.
Because now that I don't make your stomach
jump
butterfly,
every time you see me,
the question is, can I add something to your life? Can I say something?
Mm-hmm.
Can I inspire something that is way beyond feeling?
That feels way better than that.
I don't know if it feels better.
Not at all, but does more
but
for you.
But it's more long-lasting.
Yeah, yeah.
And most people can't get past, once I make you have an orgasm, I make your eyes roll up in it. Can we say that?
You've said it about 20 times this season. It's okay.
Once I make your eyes roll up in the back of your head, right? And I'm really good at it.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that I'm really good at it. I'm saying hypothetically.
We got you.
Because I don't want to take credit for stuff I may not be good at.
Look.
I'm honest. So I've done that.
Mm-hmm.
And I've and you all the feeling. Now what?
Some people, that's all they have to offer.
Yeah. And that's why they end up falling in and out of love.
In and out. In and out.
And that's why they're not good at long-term relationships.
No pun intended. In and out. In and out. Okay. In and out. All right, after that, we're going to take this to a break. See? I'm 12. I can't
help
it, okay?
I'm trying to have a mature, thoughtful conversation. He's in and out. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
So you know the drill. We got a few new phrases the kids are out there saying, and I want you to tell us what you think they mean.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Well, what you laughing for, Noah?
Noah's ready for this.
Noah's laughing. He's like, he's going to mess these up.
I wonder how many Noah knows. All right. Donald Duckin.
Is that a rip? Do you know what this means? Okay, but I don't feel bad if he doesn't know.
Okay.
He's like the barometer.
Okay, yeah, then we can check.
If it can pass the Noah test, then it's a, I don't know. What does it mean?
To walk around wearing only a shirt in the style made famous by the Disney character Donald Duck. How he used to only have a shirt and his everything else was just exposed. But he was a duck, so it wasn't like you were...
People walk around with their stuff out?
I mean, like women, you know, only wear t-shirts sometimes and you don't see men doing this, but you see women walk around with t-shirts.
In public?
Stuff. Yeah. Big shirts, though. Not like just a little one, not like a crop top.
Yeah, this is true.
Yeah. Oversized t-shirts.
Do they have on panties and shorts?
Yeah. Usually. Some don't, but most, yeah.
this is new to me.
It's like the equivalent of them wearing a skirt with no panties.
Oh,
so this is a big shirt.
This is a long shirt.
It's a big shirt, an oversized
shirt.
Oh,
okay.
That's why I said not a crop top or like.
No. I thought you were saying they wear the shirt and then there's nothing on underneath the shirt. No shorts, no
panties. Sometimes there's not. But usually there is. Okay. I'm just letting you know. There's people out there for sure. All
right. So there's a name for this called Donald Duckett.
Donald Duckett.
So some dummy who has nothing better to do with their lives. Sat around and came up with a name for this. Thank you, sir.
Yes.
You've added so much to the world.
To use it in contest, my hot neighbor spends a lot of time Donald Ducking in the windows of her apartment while talking on the phone.
Okay. I went to graduate school. I became a philosopher, literally.
To avoid terms like this.
And this is what my life has come to.
All right, next one.
Cambridge.
Proxy beef.
School in Cambridge. Oh. One in Hyde Park. This is what my life has come to. Donald Ducking. Go ahead.
Okay, Mr. Harvard. Proxy beef.
What?
I don't know this one either. Is
this evolved to a penis?
Nope. That would be a beef stick.
That would be a beef stick. Really? Proxy beef. Oh, I know what this is. This is when you don't have a problem directly with the person.
How did you
but
know
the person,
this?
Because I speak English. proxy. But the person you're connected to has the problem, so you have a problem because they have a problem.
Ding, ding, ding. This is...
Come on, baby!
That's the first one you got.
No, it's not the first one I got.
You have beef with someone on someone else's behalf.
No, I got to check him. That's not the first one I've got.
You've gotten close, right?
He's getting close.
He might have gotten one or two before.
All right.
You're not going to support me right now?
No, I know you probably
have. You can have a proxy beef here?
So...
No, this is direct beef. I don't do proxy beef.
Yeah.
Just to use it in a sentence, okay?
We love Tyler, everybody. We just give him a hard time.
We do love Tyler.
It's all love here, okay?
It's
okay. So, in a sentence, Allison has a proxy beef.
I don't need a sentence. I got it right.
You know what? You're right. This is for our... You're not the only one this is for, okay?
I just told him what it was.
Okay. All right. Never mind. What's a nothing burger?
Oh, when something is just absolutely... irrelevant, but you make something out of it.
Yeah.
Something lame, dead end, a dud, insignificant, especially something with high expectations that turns out to be
now,
average.
Instead, hold on. Instead of people saying it's adiaphor, which is what they should say.
Adiaphor?
Yeah, it's Greek.
That's a new one.
They say nothing burger. Okay.
Wait, say adiaphor?
How about you people start saying it's adiaphor?
Imagine saying nothing burger to somebody that went to Harvard.
It's just a nothing.
If I use that in a quarter of law, you really look at me like.
I'm not saying that you can't. You know, I'm just saying that this is what the language has come to. Nothing burger, proxy beef. What was the other one? Donald Ducking. Donald Ducking.
Just wait till this last one.
What the hell?
What do you think Swiftonomics means?
Mm-mm.
I feel like you probably could figure it out from context.
Swift and I don't know. I don't want to use any more brain.
Too much brain?
Yeah. I don't want to be good at this. Okay? I don't want to be good at deciphering.
You're starting to worry about yourself.
Yeah, I'm starting. I'm like, you know, I'm no.
So Swiftonomics is the effect Taylor Swift has on ticket prices.
See, no, let's stop.
And the economies and the cities that she travels to and does shows in.
Nope.
So the costs to see Swift aren't just limited to the price of a ticket, but also hotel prices, merch, all of that.
Oh, I hate the word merch. Oh, that word just irks me. Merch. You're so lazy, you won't say merchandise. Merch.
I can't. Let's move on, because I feel a real cuss.
But wait, on this point,
though. Nope.
No, just check me out. How crazy is this, though? Anytime Taylor Swift has a concert in a city, they say that the economy grows because of all the hotels that end up getting booked for her show.
Don't care.
It's pretty.
Don't care.
Pretty powerful effect of Swiftonomics.
Don't care.
He doesn't care. So you you want to throw it to break or do you want another word?
And let me just tell you, if you're watching, because you know, I try to be an ethical guy. If it was Kanye-onomics or J. Cole-onomics. Or Oprah-onomics.
But if it was Toni Morrison-onomics, you would be okay with it.
Toni Morrison would not be shallow enough. Let me finish my thought.
Okay.
To be popular enough to have that. In America, you have to be shallow.
To be that popular.
To be that popular.
So you, never mind. I'm not.
Yeah, I've indicted. Anyway. To Taylor, I'm not knocking you. I'm not knocking what you do. I don't know much about your music. I just don't. Care about
but you're saying she's shallow enough to be that popular.
Yeah. Ooh. I am. I am saying that. I am saying that. But you know, most music is that. Music is pretty shallow.
And honestly, the fans are coming up with majority of these terms. They come up with the fan base name. They come up
with all of that stuff. And again, if you're a Taylor Swift fan and you're watching Fox Soul.
Very shallow.
I mean, we didn't know. But we love you too. And you know, have at it. I just don't ask me to care about it, because I don't. That's a preference. God bless your ministry.
I want to do one more word. Oh, God. Last one, and then we can go to break, okay? Leaf blower.
Leaf blower. Someone's a leaf blower. Someone who...
This is actually kind of clever.
Okay, someone who blows trash. Someone who's always fanning trash.
You close.
And gossip.
A person whose sole purpose is to make their mess the problem of other people.
See?
Because, you know, leaf blowers blow mess out of the property in the street.
You know how well I did on the SATs?
I can imagine.
But let me tell you something.
You probably didn't even study.
Didn't.
I know you didn't.
I did really well.
Yeah? What'd you get? You got a perfect score?
Almost.
What is it, a 1600?
Back then it was. Yeah.
I think I got like a 1240 or something.
Really?
Something like that. Okay. First time. ACT?
I did better than that.
What's the highest you can get on ACT?
I don't know.
What is it?
21?
30, I think.
Noah, wake up. What's the highest you can get on ACTs?
He looked like he really didn't know, did he? It wasn't like a thought process. He said, I don't know. Freaking clue. Know. How long ago did you take the ACT?
36 is the highest you can get.
4 years ago? Okay. 36 is the highest you can go? What's the 36. New high you can go on the SATs?
Is it 24?
Then they changed it. It used to be,
it might be more than
used to be 1600.
I thought it was 2400.
1600.
It's still 1600.
Still,
according to the most recent Google search.
I heard they're not making them mandatory
anymore. Yeah, this is a waste of time.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. But
we'll be right back. You got a point?
Yeah. No, it's irrelevant. I mean, I was going to say something about testing.
Go for
but,
it.
But nah, we're good. I don't want to be a leaf blower.
We're gonna be right back.
Want the best of Mari? Kev, you are not. Want the best of the Steve Wilkos show? Would you take Dave back if you left Dave?
Want the best of Jerry Springer?
Just download Nosy on your mobile device or stream it on Pluto TV, Samsung TV, or the Roku channel. Until next time, America.
Hey, everybody, we're back. Back from the break. He's still laughing.
Yeah, I'm still laughing.
We still don't know why. He just randomly does it. So, what else?
Condition.
What else?
So, I got a story about a Clevelander, fellow Clevelander. You know MGK, the rapper?
No.
White rapper.
Yeah, I do. Tall.
Yeah, tall, skinny.
Yeah, tall, skinny guy.
I used to see him all the time growing up before he blew up. Got a crazy story about him, actually. I could tell you after. But according to Billboard, this is in Belgium. I guess he's on world tour because... Definitely don't live in Belgium. I'm going to just read the story. Machine Gun Kelly found himself in an unusual situation during his performance in Belgium.
Okay.
When he saw a fan holding up a sign that said, I just came from Mexico for you to punch me. Why do you want me to punch you in the face so bad? MGK said on stage. The fan is then heard saying, I love you. Before MGK responds, I got rings on, dude. That shit's going to hurt, he says to him. Eventually, MGK comes down. Before he heads off stage after his performance, he walked up to the fan, and he punched him in the face. The guy shouted, I love you, after he punched him. Well, MGK shouted he loved him, too. Very interesting. And mind you, he's ventured into rock now, so his audience at shows isn't like the hip-hop audience that he originally had when he first started. Like, it's grown.
Cal, you know what I'm going to say, right?
Some white
people.
Oh, mess. For sure.
Stop cursing.
Oh, my bad.
But just some white people mess. What y'all doing? Dial, let's speak for the white people.
He came from Mexico, so.
Yeah, I was a guy from.
I don't.
He probably was a white guy vacationing from Mexico? In Mexico.
Well, the
they were in Belgium.
Fan was from Mexico, and they were in Belgium.
Well, you didn't say that.
He said the fan said, "I just the sign said I just came from Mexico, Mexico for you to play." But he might not be Mexican. It doesn't say he was Mexican. Not,
well,
if I had to put my money on it, he's not Mexican.
Okay.
Well, he's in Belgium at a MGK concert.
Let's not do that.
I highly doubt.
I don't. But what is the point of this?
That it happened. If somebody asked you to punch him in the face because they love you, would you do it? No. MGK did. No. If Tyler asked you to punch him in the face, would you do it?
I'd do that without a mask. he don't need a sign or I don't need an invitation. Just keep interrupting this show. That's what's gonna happen. I'm just kidding, people. You know, I don't believe in violence.
A better question though for me is do you think that this is like an unhealthy, like idol obsession? You know how some people overreact when they see certain people? Like
yes and no, because some people are into physical pain
for pleasure.
For pleasure.
Yeah.
So if, what's that called? Sadomasochism, right? So if they're into that, then they're into that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, what's the difference between spank me and punch me? What's the difference between...
One of them's a closed fist and one's open.
But it's a... That's a...
Very literal.
I mean, that's a... First of all, that's a banal distinction.
Okay.
Banal. But what's the difference between...
What does banal mean?
Obvious.
Oh.
So I didn't...
How ironic is that?
I didn't just give you a compliment is my point.
I know. Banally.
Oh, man.
I can't. Can someone deliver me?
Obviously.
So, yes and no.
Okay.
Yes and no. I'm trying to find something in this to interest. This is like Taylor Swift to me. I could care less about Machine Gun Kelly. I could care less about his music. You want to get punched in the face? Get punched in the face.
Have you ever been punched in the face?
No.
His face, no.
No, nobody's ever punched me in my face.
Not accidentally or nothing?
No.
Like playing a sport?
I don't play fight.
No.
No. Either we going to fight.
Or you know, I almost got knocked out by being slapped once by my cousin. He slapped me so hard, I almost passed out. Like, really almost got knocked out. I didn't even know it was possible.
Was this playing?
Mm-hmm. It was slap boxing. Caught me good. I was sick. But I tell you what, I learned how to keep my hands back to back. But yeah, I ain't never been just flat out just somebody get a clean shot to my face either. I think that's probably one of my biggest fears because I think I'd have to kill him. I'm sorry. I just couldn't imagine somebody walking around this earth saying they just punched me in the face like that. I'm from Cleveland. I'm sorry.
I feel it.
I ain't let it happen yet.
You're co-signing this?
I've been in a few fights.
Nobody's
going to
punch
yet.
Me and get away with it. That's for sure. Yeah.
No?
I've been hit. But ain't nobody just clean just caught me. Straight up just sucker punched me in the face before. I really think I would have to end them. I really think so. Do you have any idols you want to punch
I'm letting y'all have this moment.
Did you ever let somebody?
What do you mean let?
Never mind.
Like, you know, Aaron, come over here and punch me in the face. No.
For how much money would it take for you to let somebody punch you in the face?
Listen.
That's a good question.
I can be bought.
What's the number?
No, I can be bought. I'm a mil. I'm an egalitarian capitalist.
Like just, but like, what if it's like a modern Mike Tyson punch? He's older, but he still got a punch. Would you let Mike Tyson punch you in the face for $1 million?
I can be bought.
You got to buy a new jaw.
So it's got to be more than $1 million.
So you can afford that.
It was only, after taxes, it's only $750,000. So that's got to be more than that.
$2 million, $3 million, $4 million.
I've already told you I can. You can be bought.
You just don't.
I have a price. Those people say I don't have a price.
You're like, I'm not going to deny that I have a price.
I got a price. $10 million. Noah, you can be bought for $10 million. Yeah. What's your
Eli,
price?
You can punch
What's
me
your
for
price?
$10,000 right
no,
now.
No, let's go around the room. Hold on. What's your price?
Well, it depends on the person. How erect
I was
going to
say, is this Tyson?
You know?
We're talking about Tyson here?
Tyson.
No.
Sucks. That's max level pricing right there.
Like, somebody give me a price?
Are we talking like gloves or open surgery?
Why are we adding more complexity? Well, the price.
One's going to send me to the hospital, like wreck me. One I might survive. I've taken punches to the face with the boxing. So.
Okay. And the price?
It's Mike Tyson. I do for free. Yeah.
See?
God.
You like know. You said, because of the story, cannot. Only white people out there.
Only.
Noah,
he's messing up the race. He's
never.
What's your price?
My price is definitely, I would genuinely do it for 100K.
100K?
Just one punch.
Yeah, I'll take it. Okay. 100K.
What's your price?
Black eye for
10 million? I'm with him.
Yeah, I was going to say it might have to be 7.
Oh, it's got to be.
Just because I might catch a case.
Mike. Yeah, Mike Tyson.
I mean, he's not hitting
you
hard
Mike
now.
Mike guy.
Mike Tyson ain't hitting hard now.
Not as hard as he used to be.
You should go look at Mike Tyson punching the last few years.
No.
Mike Tyson still got it.
He still got it. Yeah.
No, it's got to be. First of all, we're going to have a talk when this is over about your sense of value. Okay, Aaron?
100K.
No, 100K.
I gave mine for free.
Tax-free?
Yeah. You're a lost cause.
Yeah, tax-free.
So we're not even going to try to save you.
It definitely has to be tax-free.
We got to get your number up. $100,000 to get punched in the face, son? What's wrong with you?
I mean, probably thinking about the recovery time.
I've been in fights before. I've been punched in the face for free, you know.
Yeah, so he probably like, sure.
I'll take 100K for, you know.
Everybody watching, let's pray together. We going to take a break?
Yeah. We can bring it home after this one, actually.
I want you all to pray. This is the end of the episode?
Yeah, come on.
I want you all to pray for Tyler. I want you all to pray for Aaron. Maybe even him.
You should definitely pray for me.
But Noah and I, we got our values together.
Yeah.
Because our numbers is $10 million.
I need 7 figures at least.
Okay.
Yeah.
How about none of us punch each other in the face?
Yeah.
How about nobody desires that for themselves or anybody else? How about we stop going to concerts thinking that getting socked in the eye is a demonstration of love? How about we remove pain from the whole equation? Unless, you know, you're St. Damascus. Anyway, thank you for tuning in. We'll see you next time. You're not going to say bye?
I'll see y'all next time. I'm going to be here.
The content on McMillan and Morrow is provided as commentary on news and current events for entertainment purposes.